Srimatri Namaha, with the divine blessings of our Mother Divine Lata Mata Prasunda and Father Divine Lord Mahadeva, we made a brief attempt to discuss the Agastya Ashtakam and the first four lines. In today's episode, we'll discuss the next four or six lines to the extent the divine parents allow us. Adhyame safalam janma chadhyame safalam tanu adhyame safalam gnanam shambho tvatpada darshanat kritardoham 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 maheshwara adhyate pada padmasya darshanat bhakta vatsala. These are the four lines that we discussed. This was revealed to me by that ocean of mercy, my guru of the Himalayan tradition, a very, very long time ago. The next four lines that we'll discuss today go as Shivam Shambhum, Shivam Shambhum, Shivam Shambhum, Shiva Shivaha Iti Varyato Nityam Dinana Yantu Yantu Me. Keep chanting Shiva Shambho, Shiva Shambho, Shiva Shambho, Shiva Shiva, which is the only holy namam. Iti Varyato Nityam Dinanya Yantu Yantu Me. One who chants this namam as and when possible, every second of existence of his or her is being justified in this planet on this voyage. Shive Bhakti, Shive Bhakti, Shive Bhaktir Bhaved Bhave Sadabhuya, Sadabhuya, Sadabhuya Tsunischala. That Shiva Bhakti needs to be kept constant during all walks of life. When things are going for, everybody will be able to pray, but it's when the tough time comes, we should be allowed not to leave the feet of this Divine Father Shiva. Therefore, oh God, make sure tough times never last, but tough people do. Therefore, you make me tough enough to withstand all the karma that I have done knowingly or unknowingly in the past. Therefore, give me the strength and help me withstand all those karma phalas storming my karma, and I will derive that strength and confidence by latching onto your feet. Ajanma maranam yasya maha devanya daivatam majanishyata madvam shejato vadragvipatyatam. Ajanma maranam yasya maha devanya daivatam ajanma maranam yasya. O Lord, let this be the last janma of my birth, or let this be the last death. Essentially, it means let it be my moksha. If it's the last death or the last birth, means there are no births thereafter. Yasya mahadevanya daivatam. It can only be blessed by none other than one who went beyond the death. Mahadeva, there are so many devas, but there's only one Mahadeva because he became Mrityunjaya. Ma janishyata madvam sheto jato vadragvipatyatam. You are the only one who went beyond, therefore help me go there, because you know what it is to go beyond death, and therefore O Mrityunjaya, take me there. Jatasya jayamanasya garbhastasya apidehina mahabhunmam kolejanmayasya samburdaivatam. If there's anyone who can take me beyond the cycle and oceans of births and death, it is only that Shambhu. Shambhu means essentially Shiva. When you want to do the greater good, we address you as Shambhu. Hara Shambho Mahadeva Vishveshamara Vallabha Shiva Shankara Sarvatmani Lakanta Namostute. When the ocean of milk was churned, a lot of things came. You gave all the good things to everyone and you drank the halahalam, therefore becoming Neelakanta. Similarly, there are so many goods and bads in me. Only look at the goods and the good things that I have done. And as a father and mother will keep the bad in their kids in them, keep the bad in me inside you and qualify me to get to the greater good, and therefore diminish the bad in me by showering me with your ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಓ ಮಹಾದೇವ. ಅಗಸ್ತ್ಯಾಷ್ಟಕಮೇದಂತು ಯಃ ಪಟೇಚ ಶಿವಸನ್ನಿಧೌ ಶಿವಲೋಕಮವಾಪ್ನೋತಿ ಶಿವೇನ ಸಹ ಮೋದತೆ. ವೆನ್ ದ ಕುಂಭಸಂಭವ, ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಪಾಟ್, ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಶಿವಶಂಭೋ, ಆನ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮೀ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಟು ನೋ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಗಸ್ತ್ಯಾಷ್ಟಕಂ, ವೇರ್ ದ ಕಾರಣ ಜನ್ಮ ಅಗಸ್ತ್ಯ, who was requested by you to go from the north to south, therefore living through your dakshinamurti tattvam. Guruve sarvalokanam vishye bhavaroginam nidhe sarvavidyanam shri dakshinamurtiye namaha. When you are looking at the south, you sent your representative Agastya to the south of India, therefore he, having come to Kanchipuram, did not only get to discuss and learn about the holy Lalitasahasranamam, which was revealed to all of us because of that kumbha sambhava through gnananandamayam devam nirmansa patikakrutim madharam sarva vidyanam hayagriva upasmahe, that guru avatara, hayagriva avatara, gyana avatara of Mahavishnu. But it's because of Agastya's prayer to Shiva, which is called Agastyashtakam. Even here, when you appear to Agastya, you revealed to him that he should be praying to the hayagriva avataram of Paramavishnu, who will come in the Jagadguru avataram to essentially bless the Kali Yuga population, who can be uplifted by the holy Lalitasahasranamam. And again, it is your ocean of mercy and bliss. You did not name this as Shivashtakam, but you said Agastya. Since you made this prayer starting today, this would be called Agastyashtakam. And this is typically revealed in the oral tradition of the gurus. In the Dasanami system, this is revealed from Guru to the Sishya, that Guru Mandal Rupini, Mother Divine, is allowing us to discuss this today. Stay blessed, spread the bliss around, and continue to chant Shri Matre Namaha during this holy Navaratras. Stay blessed, spread the bliss around.